Hey friends, it's Sarah Rittendale. When I decided to act against all the toxic thoughts and feelings I was living with daily and try to become my best self, I quickly fell into the very common trap of perfectionism. So, I decided to create a space where wellness doesn't mean being flawless. Becoming the best version of yourself doesn't just come from conversations about managing your mean mind, learning confidence, and always doing the things that you're supposed to do. Here, we talk about how normal your toxic feelings and thoughts are, that you're not doing something wrong because you don't always feel, think, or act how you envision your best self to, how to implement self-improvement strategies in a realistic way, and we do this through a variety of topics that often prompt our best selves to crave emergence. My mission? Inspire you to recognize that you don't have to be perfect to consider yourself whole, healthy, and well. This is the Well-ish Podcast.
We are officially on day 12 of the 28 days of self-love. Yesterday, we talked about being able to set boundaries without guilt. And a lot of the time, we see this in our intimate relationships. And a really serious time, or a really common time, popular time, to set boundaries with the person that you're in a relationship with is when you need to prioritize your own self-love. Not even because the relationship isn't a good one. Strictly, sometimes honestly, because the relationship is so good. Because the point is, we don't want to lose ourselves in the relationship. We want to remain who we are as an individual within the relationship. If you have never lost yourself in a relationship, you're a superhuman. You deserve a gold medal. Like, that has happened to just about every single person. And if it hasn't happened to you, it probably hasn't happened to you yet, but we're not going to let it. We're not going to let that happen because now we are so self-aware and you are part of the Wellish community that you've got this in your belt and it's never A, going to happen again or never happen to you because we are out here prioritizing ourselves and our self-love over anything else. That's right. Anything else. And that's not fucked up. The part that's fucked up is that you don't even realize that you're losing yourself until you've gotten out of it or that you're too far in it that you think like, oh my God, what's happening? How am I in this position? How am I allowing this person to treat me badly over and over and over and over? Or if you're in a good relationship, you think, who am I without this person? Or if you think about if you guys were to break up, or here's the big thing that I'm going to fucking probably talk about 100 times today is if they were hit by a bus. You know, it's not always like a matter of being you guys breaking up. Like, life happens. People die, bro. Like, people die young. What if he got drafted to war? Because apparently we're, you know, headed in that goddamn direction. Not going to talk about that. This is a place for peace, not for anger. And I could get there real quick. But to be able to, you know, make sure that you can take care of yourself and feel good in yourself and that you're not, at the end of the day, codependent on your partner. You're not relying on your person that's with you to make up who you are. You fully make up who you are and they enhance your life. I want to validate the hell out of you because I feel like I wish somebody had validated the hell out of me. You know, it's so easy to fall into that codependency. It's so easy to lose yourself in a relationship. One big thing is at the beginning, you know, you're in the honeymoon phase, you're merging your lives together, you're excited to do all of these things with one another and make each other a part of your life regularly. And I think like this is when you could hear the term that people are like playing house because they are so excited to merge their lives together that they're not allowing life to just like play out and allow that to happen naturally. You're kind of, you know, mushing it together by force in a sense, or if it is naturally playing out and you're in that honeymoon phase, you're so wrapped up in the excitement of that, that you're allowing yourself, like who you are and your own routines and the things that make you feel good and the things that you need to do in a day to make sure that you're being your best self, kind of fall to the wayside. I also think there's this fear of seeming like selfish or like you're not prioritizing your partner. Like this idea of being like all in, 2 feet in, not 1 foot in, 1 foot out of the relationship means that you have to sacrifice yourself and the things that you like and the things that you do and the ways that you show up for yourself on your own without another person attached to you, that, you know, you think like you're not as committed to the relationship, or it just straight up feels like you feel bad for saying like no to this person that you do want to spend all of this time with. Hey, do you want to go get lunch today? Even though we've, you know, spent every waking hour for the last 2 weeks together. And really what you would like to do is go for a walk or go to a yoga class for yourself. But you feel like you should say no because you don't want them to think that they're not important to you. An important factor to really understand this concept and to continue on in your relationship in a way that you can still be independent and you know that you're not losing yourself in the relationship is to understand the difference between codependency and interdependency. And when I learned about this, I was blown away because, I mean, the interdependency is really what we're striving for, and it is similar to codependency, but it's in a much healthier way. So let me read you the definition off of Google AI about what the difference between them is. And then I want to tell you about what I've got literally written in my journal that I wrote like over a year ago, because these are the tips of it that have really helped me get through it. So codependent refers to an unhealthy reliance on another person, where one's self-worth and identity become largely dependent on the other, often leading to sacrifice and negative impacts on one's life. Whereas interdependent describes a healthy relationship where both partners rely on each other mutually while still maintaining their own individuality and sense of self. So these key points in here is the mutual dependence. So mutual dependence, a good example of this is people depending on nature for survival, like hunting and gathering. The one partner would go out and hunt to get the meat, and the other person would gather to, you know, get all of the other essentials that you would need. You bolt two birds, two wings to one bird, you know, two people are working on the same mission. So we don't all have to be good at one thing. We can rely on a division of labor. Individuals share common goals, and each individual's outcomes are affected by the actions of others. Sharing roles, but not being so dependent on another person that you lose yourself, which is when it turns into codependence. So how to develop interdependence, healthy boundaries. So listening to yesterday's episode, active listening, utilizing and recognizing each other's strengths and weaknesses. I think that's the biggest piece of interdependence, utilizing and recognizing each other's strengths and weaknesses and being able to benefit off of one another and work together. Clear communication, taking personal responsibility for behaviors, creating safety for each other to be vulnerable, engaging and responding to each other, confidence, emphasize shared accountability, showcase results of collaboration, make individual effort to strengthen relationship, make time for personal interests and support each other in doing so. Big one, make time for personal interests and support the other one in doing so. Work together to achieve a common goal. Collaborate and facilitate efforts to progress. Abundant, accepting, and curious. Invites possibilities. Honors each person's talents and contributions. So like the biggest thing to understand is that you are benefiting off of each other, using each other's strengths and weaknesses to get better, and you are celebrating and encouraging the other person to do that, essentially. And I also think it's easy to fall into this lose yourself mentality when you get into a relationship is because of the societal image that we get. You know, when you look at movies and TV and love stories and books and all this stuff, you know, it seems that way. You know, you're told that you have to give it your all and completely give yourself over to this person. You're my other half. Like that sentence in itself, like we are so programmed to think that you have to become so molded to this person that you wouldn't be anybody without them, or that you would be losing a big chunk of who you are without them. You are your own person and you have a partner that enhances your life. The catch-22 here is prioritizing yourself actually strengthens your relationship. I know that seems like weird and hard to believe. You think if you gave like all of your energy to your partner that that would strengthen it. But if you focus on yourself and you try to better yourself, it actually helps the relationship grow and flourish. When you're fulfilled as a person, you show up as a better person. You know, it's like that mask, airplane mask theory that you can't help anybody else until you've helped yourself. You have to fill your own cup and make sure that you feel good in order to make other people feel good and bring goodness into the relationship. Maintaining independence also keeps the attraction alive in your relationship. You know, you fell in love as two separate individuals, not as one unit. So if you can't become something else once you guys are in a relationship together, you still have to maintain your individuality in order to maintain the attraction. Another big one that I think isn't talked about very often is that when you constantly sacrifice your needs for somebody else, whether you're doing it consciously or subconsciously, you are going to build resentment towards that person. You know what I mean? Like when your needs are constantly not being met, over time, you're getting more and more and more agitated, and you are going to hate them one day. Like it is just the truth. Again, even if you're not like fully aware that you're doing it, you're thinking, I'm sacrificing myself because I love them, you know? It's possible that you doing that, it's not possible. It's going to happen that you will build resentment for never having your needs met, and you will not like them anymore. If you have a strong sense of self, it makes it that much easier to choose your partner every day. You don't just stay with them because you're complacent or because you're dependent or because you've settled. You wake up and you choose to be with that person every day because you have so much of a sense of self that you know that this is what you want for your life. You know that you want to hang out with this person, be with this person, spend your life with this person, create a life with this person by conscious choice that you are making every single day to be with them. Even if they piss you off and all that stuff, you know, that's the long-term relationship dynamic. If you're going to be with somebody for a long time, you're not always going to like be like, oh my God, they're the best thing I've ever seen ever. But I think that, you know, obviously if you still are making that choice, I'm choosing consciously to be with them because I know this is a good choice for me, the best choice for me. This is what I want to do with my life. And you can't make choices like that unless you actually have a sense of self. This is our little checklist, okay? If you've been listening to this and you're like, is that me? I can't decide. Am I codependent? Am I interdependent? I can't figure it out. Here's a little checklist for you, okay? Here's how to prioritize yourself in your relationship. So whether you want to use this as a, am I doing the right thing? Or you want to use it as a means of making sure that you are doing the right thing going forward. These are the things that you can do in order to prioritize yourself in your relationship so that you don't lose who you are and you can show up in your relationship as a better partner. Keep your own passions and hobbies alive. Make sure you do things that are solely for you and are not something for you to do with your partner. You know, like my fiance loves to go to the gym and I like to work out too, but the way he works out and his workout time like are fully his to enjoy. Does he constantly invite me and constantly want me there? Yes. But I think he really likes being able to just like dial in, take that time for himself and do that. Obviously I have Wellish, you know, I do that. I read, you know, things that I do. There's so many things I do with him, but there's also so many things I do without him for myself. It's not just like going and hanging out with my friends for a girl's day and like that being my one time of doing something for myself. It's like I actually have things that I do on a day-to-day basis that reflect my own hobbies and my own interests that don't involve him. Create solo time throughout your day in your routine. Like have time in the day, kind of in that same idea with your hobbies and interests, like that you're doing something every day by yourself. You know, even if it's just, you know, washing your face and having a skin routine or doing a morning routine that you go and walk outside or you drink a cup of coffee on your back deck, you know, do something just to like be by yourself, even if it's for 5-10 minutes. when you're doing these things, communicate those needs openly. Like, tell your partner that you are trying to do something by yourself, that this is an interest of yours that you want to carry on, that this is important to you, you want to make sure you get this done, so that they have the opportunity to support you, because that's part of that interdependence. They have to support you in your own individuality, and you have to support them in their own individuality. And so when you communicate that and you have that open line of communication, you can allow each other to honor each other's individuality and support each other through that process, and make sure that, you know, they understand that it's not about them, it's about you and maintaining your own self-love. And like I said, making sure that they do the same, encouraging them to do the same. You know, like, you can't say, yeah, I'm going to go and I'm going to do these things, but you can't do anything without me. That's not how that works. Like, you have to equally be able to encourage them to celebrate their own individuality and make sure that they do things on their own. My fiance doesn't do a lot of things on his own, and I was having a virtual sleepover with my friend the other weekend, and I was like, hey, like, go do something, dude. Like, get out there and have some sort of solo date. And he did, and he said he had a really good time. And then a couple days later, he went to Top Golf on his own while I was working on stuff for the podcast. And it was nice to be able to, like, especially because him and I both work from home, so we're together all of the time, you know what I mean? So it's nice to be able to have these, like, separate lives, these separate things, so that you can come back together and be excited to see each other, to tell the other one about it, to miss one another. It creates that liveliness to your relationship when you do have your own life still, when you're your own person still. That goes back to that idea of it makes somebody more attractive when they have individuality. You have to remember that love is wonderful. Love is a great thing to have in your life, but it is only a part of your life. It is not your whole life. You have many beautiful, wonderful things in your life as to be a part of your life that make up your life. And love and your relationship are not your whole life. I get why sometimes it can seem like that, because, you know, if you live with your partner and you go grocery shopping with your partner and you go out with friends with your partner and you go get drinks with your partner and you go to the movies with your partner, you go work out with your partner, whatever it is, you do everything with them. I understand how it can seem like that, but it's not. You have so much more going for you: your job, your passions, your hobbies, you know, things you want to strive for, goals. You know, you've got children, parents, religion, whatever, you know, there's so many other avenues that make up your life to make it a whole life, that love is not the end all be all. And so you cannot put all your eggs in your love basket. You have to prioritize the other pieces of your life that make it whole and wonderful as well. Okay, let's lock this in. You can listen to me talk about it all you want, and I hope something resonated with you, but unless you take just a little bit of action, and we're going to do that right away today, and you have some introspection, slowing yourself down with a journaling prompt and asking yourself, you know, how do I truly feel about this? Genuinely self-reflect on it and taking the time to write those things out, it's going to be a lot harder to execute this. Because if you do this little action today, this little 10-minute action today, including the journaling prompt, you know, if you want to take that long, then you will be able to remember this in the future and act on it when it is necessary. So today's daily action challenge is: do one thing today that is just for you, something that brings you joy, completely separate from your relationship. And then your journaling prompt is: in what ways do you show up for yourself in your relationship? Where could you create more balance between loving yourself and loving your partner? Super simple. You could do it. And the thing is, don't be scared. Like, if you think that your relationship is more codependent than interdependent, this is what this is for. This is to make sure that it doesn't, you know, you don't live your life with resentment and anger in your heart. You want to have the self-love. That's the point of this whole challenge, is to be able to love yourself. So if you think that this is something that's happening, that's okay. We're working on moving away from it. And if it's the right relationship for you, it will fluctuate with you and it will make the relationship better. A healthy relationship is made up of two whole individuals. Prioritizing yourself does not mean you are neglecting your partner. It strengthens your relationship. It strengthens your love for them and for you. Tomorrow is a topic that I have not talked about on Wellish in a really long time, and it's about time because it is one of my favorite topics. Building confidence through action. Stop waiting around to have the confidence come to you and build it through actually taking steps out in your life. Make sure you take the time today to reflect on how you can nurture yourself while you're in a relationship. And if it's available to you, share it with me online. I would love to hear about what your realizations are or the ways that you showed up for yourself in an interdependent way compared to a codependent way. Tag me in it at Wellish Podcast, at Sarah.Rittendale, or use the hashtag 28 Days of Self Love. If you have not already, make sure to subscribe to Wellish wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube so that you do not miss one episode of the 28 Days of Self Love. So by March, you can fully feel capable of loving yourself. Thank you so much for being here, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow.